I went to the grocery store the other day, and I was super impressed with this huge display of flowers for Mother's Day and candies and cakes and all kinds of things. I wanted some asparagus and some broccoli, so I went to where they always have asparagus and a broccoli, and there they had flowers. No produce, just flowers. And then I walked by the Mother's Day cards. If you believe all the things that those Mother's Day cards say about mothers, they're all perfect or nearly perfect. Not. There is no such thing as a perfect mother or a perfect father or a perfect child. Right? Thinking of my own mother, I have some things that ring in my memory. I'll bet you do too. Did your mother ever say things like this? Because I said so. You know, God said that too. Or maybe she said, do you think I'm made of money? Mine said that. And she almost also said, how many times do I have to tell you? I can see some of the mothers in here grinning from ear to ear. You've said that. Here's another one I remember well. Eat it. There is a starving child somewhere in the world. If you can stand just one more, another one I remember is she said, just wait till your father gets home. Mothering is a difficult job. Parenting is a difficult job, but it's a blessed one. As a man, I can only imagine the emotional reward that a woman has in carrying life and giving birth. I mean, I witnessed that with my own Elizabeth, and now I'm witnessing it again with my great-grandchildren. My granddaughters are having babies all around me. It's great. And I hope that everyone here can say today that you celebrate your mothers, those that are with us and those that are no longer with us, that you celebrate what God did to and through you, through her and to you. Listen, whether you celebrate your mothers or not, you can celebrate God, your heavenly mother. That sounds strange, doesn't it? But the truth is that God displays many of the attributes that those Mother's Day cards talk about. He is both our heavenly mother and our heavenly father, our perfect heavenly mother, heavenly father. For instance, I love this quote from Isaiah 66. God himself said this. He said, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. Now, scholars aren't really sure who you is in that state. Some scholars believe that he was saying that to his chosen people, Israel. But many others believe he was saying that to individuals, that you can take it personally. I will comfort you. How does that look? How does it look when God comforts you? Well, a good mother provides a healing place for a child. And a child knows that when it's needed, mom will stop and she will open her arms and she will offer a great big hug. And a child will often run to his mother and accept that hug. That's the best feeling in the world, the hug of a loving mother. Well, God is a hugger too. Hallelujah. Listen to what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 1. He said, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us. You are missing out if you don't run to God when he opens his arms and he wants to hug you. He wants to hug you more than you want to be hugged. He's there for you. It just breaks his heart if you push him away. Here's something else that a good Christian mother would do. She would help her child develop a sincere faith in Jesus Christ, knowledge of him and faith in him. And mothers had lots of ways of doing that. Christian mothers had lots of ways of doing that. For instance, after the bath and after the powder, she would often put you to bed, and perhaps she would pray. And you know what she was doing? In addition to praying for you, she was teaching you to pray. And maybe when she was dressing you, she would sing a little song to you. Jesus loves you, this I know. That song has stuck with you for decades and decades. Not only did she sing it to you when she was teaching you, but she was singing it to you to support you and lift you up and to help you to know your Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen to Zephaniah 3. The Lord your God is with you. He will rejoice over you with singing. Ah, he will rejoice over you with singing, just like your mother did. And God sings to you in his word. Did you know that in addition to the 150 psalms, there are approximately 36 additional songs in the Bible? That means that there's at least 186 songs in the Bible. But I think my favorite one is Revelation 5. Verse 8, it says, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lord. There is that posture of worship that we were talking about earlier. They fell down before the Lamb and they sang a new song. And we don't know how it sounded like. We don't know what the melody was like or whether it was accompanied or what the harmony was like, but we know what the words were because they're recorded for us. They sang a new song singing, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals because you were slain. And with your blood, you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. And I would add, and me, you purchased me. Brothers and sisters, even if you do not consider yourself a great singer, you are going to join the angelic choir. And you are going to fall down before the Lamb. And you are going to worship him in singing. Every time we come here on Sunday mornings, we're having a rehearsal for what it's going to be like in heaven. Don't miss it. Here's a whole different category. If you had a good mother, she taught you. She taught you lots of things. She taught you things that were fun. She taught you things that were not fun. She taught you things to help you get through life. And if you had a good Christian mother, she taught you many things about God. Maybe she read Bible stories to you. And maybe she told you where the moon and the stars came from and helped you to look into the heavens and find God. And hopefully she got you to a Sunday school somewhere so that you could learn more and more about God. Well, God, your heavenly mother, teaches you. He gave you many awesome faith-building stories in the Bible about his works to and through people and his strength. And like a good parent, God often has to teach us through discipline. Hebrews 12:5, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. Do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those whom he loves. Have you ever felt disciplined by God? That's because he's loving you. That's why your mother disciplined you too, because she loved you and she loved you too much to let you run wild. I'm sure we could keep on going this way with all kinds of analogies, but probably the most quoted scripture about mothers and Mother's Day is Proverbs 31. That's the chapter that says, her children rise up and call her blessed. I heard a pastor once preaching on this, and he said, the reality is, her children rise up and call her. But there's a lot more to that passage. a lot more. Proverbs 31, if you don't know this, it's in two parts. And the second part is about the proverbial virtuous woman. The first part begins this way. The sayings of King Lemuel, an inspired utterance that his mother taught him. Did you know that was there? Nobody knows who King Lemuel was because his name doesn't appear anywhere else. But scholars believe that that was a pet name given to Solomon by his mother. Who was his mother? Bathsheba was his mother. Bathsheba is the only woman who is listed in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. So she must have been a very special mother because God taught Solomon through her. Solomon said she taught him how to be a successful king. And I think maybe how to be a successful man. How? By avoiding excess. Boy, do I need to hear that one, especially when it comes to Tillamook ice cream. Avoiding excess and by caring for those in need, filling the little bottles, caring for those in need, and by judging fairly. That's a quick look at the first part of Proverbs 31. Then comes the second part. The part about the virtuous woman. Proverbs 31, beginning in verse 10. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her. Now, that's good, but maybe this is better yet. Jeremiah 17. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Yeah, that's better. Here's another one, Proverbs 31. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. That's good. Better yet, this is Jeremiah 29. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That's better. Proverbs 31. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. Better yet, Isaiah 41, God said, do not fear, for I am with you. I will uphold you by my righteous right hand. You listening? Proverbs 31, she provides food for her family. That's good. Better yet, Matthew 6, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? That's better. Are you following me here? Are you following me? Proverbs 31, she is clothed with strength. Better yet, Exodus 15, the Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Proverbs 31, she speaks with wisdom. Better yet, James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God. Here's just one more from Proverbs 31. And this is a key verse in this wonderful passage. Proverbs 31:30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. Amen to that, right? But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Better yet, Psalm 111, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 19, the fear of the Lord leads to life. Psalm 33, let all the earth fear the Lord, and all the people of the world revere him. And Psalm 147, the Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. I hope you know this. This is a biblical principle. Fear of the Lord has nothing to do with being afraid of the Lord. It means to be filled with awe. To be filled with awe for his holiness. It means to be humble and reverent before him. It is the deepest of deep respect for him. That's what the fear of the Lord is. God, your perfect heavenly mother, your perfect heavenly father is the one who gave you life, and then he had you to be born again. He alone is worthy. I can't hear you. Psalm 96, verse 1. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. Brothers and sisters, when we come here on the Lord's Day, we come here to praise him. And when we praise God, that brings us into his presence. And once we get into his presence, that's when we begin to worship him. Praise leads to worship because he is much better than all of the positive attributes one can say about our earthly mothers and fathers. I love this song. I listen to these words. I bet you know it. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. You know that song? Let's sing it. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. And I lift my voice to worship you. To worship you, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. In what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. That line again. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Amen and amen.